Are you going to eat that?
He's hungry.
You've not even eaten yours.
I'm just thinking there's probably people out there starving. You can't just waste it. Go on, let's see what.
Oh, no, I'm going to eat it.
Yeah, go on.
You have to know. Right, he's just said that.
Yeah. Love is a game in which both players cheat.
I love you.
The one time.
Wait, what the fuck?
Fucking hell.
7, 8.
Sat down, yeah.
Okay, what,
now,
it's episode 10.
Episode 10?
God,
Mr. Low. No, it's episode 11, because 10 will come out. 10, coming, 10 comes out every Wednesday, doesn't
every
it?
Every Wednesday, I didn't know that.
This is my pod voice.
Every Wednesday.
Yeah.
Every Wednesday, we have one come out, and we've had 11 come out.
No, 11 will come out on Wednesday.
Ah, see.
Will it? No, 10 will come out on Wednesday. This is this will be number 11.
Ah.
Happy
Wednesday, everyone. Happy Wednesday.
And who are you?
I'm Andy. I put that on this morning.
I knew that was going visible.
Yeah, what is that?
This is...
Oh, don't say it.
Chris.
Oh, he's Clark Kent.
Oh, we asking people at home?
No, I don't know what's going on, to be honest.
Ask all the boys and girls at home.
Would you like my new background? That's destroyed.
That is nice, isn't it? But you can't see it on the screen, though. What's the point?
Do you see what it represents?
Show the fans. I mean, sorry, they're not called fans, are they? What are they called? Humans?
I don't...
Thickos.
I don't know what they're called. I don't even know if they're real.
That's our fan.
Is it?
We're the only ones who watch. What? I said we are the fans.
Well, I think we're the difference.
Yeah.
We're the fans. We love you.
Do you see what the design is?
Yes, it's a rabbit covered in flowers. You've got
All right.
Some sort of... I don't know if that's a balloon or it's a lamp or something.
It's a lamp, but also known as a lantern.
And it's got some Chinese writing. Does that say thickening wall, but in Chinese?
Yeah.
Well, is that Chinese, Korean, Mandarin, sorry? Is that Mandarin?
Mandarin.
I love Mandarin segments with like nice bit of cream.
And do you know why the rabbit's there?
Because it's the year of the rabbit.
It's the year of the rabbit, everyone.
Ladies and gentlemen, the year of the rabbit.
So we get a chance to do a New Year podcast already, only 2 months later.
I thought we better, you know me. Yeah, I love doing fucking, what's it
called? Year of the
rabbit
celebrations this week. Is it this week they're celebrating?
Yeah, it started yesterday.
Excellent. So on this podcast, hopefully we'll be getting a lot of bunny.
A lot of bunny.
Hey.
A lot of rabbit.
Oh, more rabbit than Sainsbury's.
What is the Lunar New Year?
What is it?
Yeah.
It's Chinese New Year.
Wow.
And every year it's a different
animal.
That's
what I like. They don't give a fuck when everyone else is celebrating it. They're like, you know what? We're going to wait and we'll just fucking do it.
Why does theirs seem so much? I don't know much about it, but it seems so much better. Like they have an animal to represent, and then they do cool lanterns.
Like 15 days.
Yeah, it goes on for ages. I was actually looking up the other day, like events for Chinese New Year.
Oh, it's great. I was in Chinese New Year in 2017, New York, Chinatown. It was a massive parade. It was brilliant. All the Chinese nurses, all the Chinese fire brigade, all the Chinese police forces doing these marches. And because it's New York, right, we go to Chinatown. It feels like you're in China or something. They're all, but hey, man, get off my fucking doobie and all that. That's how they talk. But they fucking, sorry, beep.
Yeah.
I mean, they just got these really strong New York accents. It's really weird, but they've been there for hundreds of years. Mm. Well, it's just as long as the Europeans almost.
They have, because apparently that Chinatown in New York is like one of the areas that has like been unchanged for like years and years.
Yeah, it's amazing. There's horses and carts, manure in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
Oh.
But because apparently the Chinese, they actually own all the buildings around there. So like New York can't do anything about it unless they want to sell. But
it was
won't.
Very, very friendly.
What a
great it was. Yeah, I loved
too
it.
Friendly.
It was the year of the cock.
Was it?
Yeah. So if you know what the year of the cock is, you'll know what year it was.
What did the year of the cock represent?
Cockerel.
Yeah, but what did it represent? You know what I mean?
Oh, I don't know. Life-giving, maybe. I don't know. You know, lays eggs.
Because the cock. Oh, yeah.
You know, what come first, the chicken or the egg? It had to be the chicken because it had to lay the egg.
Represent the hard life.
Yeah.
Hard
2017,
life.
I think that was. No, I know it was.
That was the year of the cock?
Yeah.
It's the year of cock every year for me.
Cocks. Yes, I fell asleep last night.
News.
And my arms are all funny. So that's why I had to put that... Think that strap on.
That bandage.
I've ordered one. It works. It turns out damaged my tendons, and I fell asleep fine. And I woke up 3 hours later. Yeah, because I fell asleep after coming back from a nightmare yesterday. And it was right.
Make sure you're talking to your mic, or it won't be able to pick you up.
Tendons, eh?
Make sure you're talking to your mic, because it won't be able to pick you up.
Yeah, so probably the tendons.
So classic. What, you slept on your elbow funny and now you've got to have a pad?
I couldn't move it. Yes, I couldn't use it. Yeah, I lost all use of it yesterday and this morning.
Wait, you lost use of your tendons?
So look, my arm, I couldn't.
Make sure, what's your mic?
Ibuprofen gel in.
It gets closer, then it speaks louder.
I put an ibuprofen gel on it and I also took some Dubries and it's
that's crazy. Okay,
so, I've ordered something off the interweb now. And that is after yesterday, because it was a bit of a long day yesterday. I think I tried to get into work. It was an hour and a half drive. It took me 4 hours to get there. And in the end, from the park and ride, I found out, I said, look, the event's ready on. I can't be setting up with people walking about up down because of the health and safety issue and all that stuff, yeah? And because of the time, it's going to leave me about 3 hours trading. I'm just going to have to throw the towel in. Thank you very much. And thanks for having us yesterday at the other town. There was a crash on the motorway.
Oh, there's a crash 12, on the motorway.
12 injured. I think it was 8-car pile up, 2 died. So if I'd left a bit earlier, I could have been involved with that.
You could have died.
Well, I'm not saying I could have died. Well, you could have. There was 12 people involved, only 2 died. Well, I shouldn't say only, and 2 unfortunately died. So I ain't really bothered about losing out, not working. And so 2 people have lost their lives, you know what I mean? Yeah. So I wasn't that bothered. So what I've done is I just took a gentle drive back over the countryside, done a bit of sightseeing instead.
Oh, nice.
Visited some lovely churches. Right, went to Tame, a place called Wing. Wing's lovely, right? It's got this old Saxon tower, Anglo-Saxon tower, like, you know, 1,200 years old. It's amazing. And I went for the first church I went to called Tame. Nice place to go for all sorts of things. It's really posh, lots of money. I'm walking around, I see this grave and it's old matey, isn't it, off the bleeding telly.
Who's that then?
One of the Bee Gees, Barry Gibb, his grave there.
What, he's just really?
Well, I think he died in a few years ago and there's a letter there from his wife. Oh, it's really sad.
What, the letter's still there?
Yeah, it's in cellophane or something, but it's written by his wife in about...
What is that?
Never forgotten, you know, we know that love lives forever. And then it's his wife's name. It was so sad. And then had like some flags from all around the world where people come and visit. Who was fans, I guess, as black in Canada and America. Obviously, I didn't know the geezer was there. I just come across, I mean it, and bloody hell.
That's crazy. So he's actually got fans that sort out where his grave is and come all the way across the world.
I'm sure his wife and family sorted that out. He must have lived in the town. Town.
Chris doesn't understand how funerals work.
Wait, no, he said there was flags from all over the world.
Yeah, people on his grave.
People know about it.
Yeah, people come to pay their respects to someone that he probably really loved. It might have been a friend or a relative. He had friends and relatives and fans around the world, didn't he? The Bee Gees, massive, weren't they?
They didn't decide where he goes.
That's no, where he lived. Said there was the local... different nationality flags on his.
Well, he had fans
grave.
From around the world, yeah. It's like you being a fan of Pele, yeah? Pele, yeah, where he's laid to rest. Muhammad Ali, where he's laid to rest. And Elvis, where he's laid to rest. They still have people around the world visiting their graves, and I'm sure Pele will, and they'll leave flag from whatever country they're from, say, thinking of you from this country. And
that's what they've done. I'm not flag of our logo on there.
Self-promotion. I mean, I'm not going all the way over to a different country to put someone. I'm not even going to the next town. Nah, but...
I'm not going to my... I'm not going to your funeral.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was boring, wasn't it?
Yep. Did you know the year of the rabbit is the year of hope?
It's the year of hope.
Well, they predicted,
I've got a rabbit pie in
it. It's predicted
tomorrow.
To be the year of hope.
I hope so.
Because we fucking need it, don't we?
We ain't got no fucking hope, mate.
Fucking hell. It's the year of the cracker. We're the hope. Because
it's going to get a lot hotter than it does. It's going to get a lot hotter first before we can cool it down.
Oh, I don't.
Apparently the rabbit represents longevity, peace and prosperity. How do you feel about that then?
What's
tell
it represent,
me.
Sorry?
Longevity, peace, prosperity.
Really? Well, one.
The rabbit, yeah.
Longevity. Rabbits don't live very long.
No.
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
Tell them.
So really it should be fertility because they breed like rabbits, don't they? Fertility.
Yeah, that's
what's
one.
What's the other one?
The next one's peace. Tell them why it's that shit.
Peace. Have you heard them eating fucking carrots?
Yeah, that ain't peaceful. That ain't peaceful.
No, it ain't.
Prosperity.
Prosperity, well, no, not really. They dig up all your radishes and all your fucking roses and that. You can't slow them down.
They kill.
They're napping.
Yeah. But you know what they're really known for?
What's that, mate?
Fucking.
Yes, that's what I said, fertility.
So it's the year of fertility. Well, it doesn't have to be fertility. Hopefully they're on the pill or something.
Yeah, and to be fair, back in the day, if you had a rabbit warren, that was only for the real rich landowners in the country.
And rabbit warren?
To have rabbits. Because rabbits ain't from this country, are they? They were introduced probably, I think, by the Normans.
Really?
Norman?
Who's that?
Oh, you know, Postman Pat classic.
William the Conqueror and all that.
It's that Postman Pat reference.
We used to have rabbits, but they kept escaping.
Wait, so what's a warren?
Warren is a place where you keep rabbits. It's a scrape of land, and that's where they breed in that. So if you look on an old map.
Well, they call it a warren, but really it's just a bit of land where you let rabbits there and they build everything.
A warren is a part
you
of.
Just describe what a warren was.
The gentry, the wealthy, they have a big piece of land. They have a deer park, yeah?
Yeah.
And all that, where they keep deer and they go hunting and all that. And they also have one section of it, and it's kept as a warren where rabbits are bred.
All right, okay.
Rabbit bread.
So, and if you look on an old map, that you see lots of places with the word warren in it, that's where the rabbits would have been kept.
So,
right.
And the real warren. Poor people will go and try and poach the rabbit, hopefully for a bit of rabbit pie.
So it's not the warren that's expensive; it's the land.
Warren, warren.
Why is a rabbit foot lucky?
I know, because it ain't very lucky for the rabbit, is it?
Is it lucky?
He's dead.
Is that one of the things it says it is?
Well, rabbit foot is known to be lucky. Never heard of that.
You ask a rabbit living down that road.
Really?
Trying to dig into his hole.
You know, like how so is a horse's hoof.
Yeah, horseshoe and rabbit foot and four leaf clover are like all the lucky.
Horseshoe that way up, eh?
Well, it has to be a specific way up.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, if you have it that way up, all the luck runs out.
That's true.
Apparently.
Yeah.
So it has to be that way up.
Do you know it's bad?
Like a U shape, not an N.
Oh, I'll do that when I hang up that fucking horseshoe. Do you know it's bad luck to. Shower.
Yeah.
To what?
Shower.
On the Lunar New Year. We're back with the Lunar New Year news. So when's the Lunar New Year happening?
Yesterday.
Oh, that's so
But
crazy.
It goes on for like 15 days or some shit.
Yeah.
And they give out money in little red envelopes. So I think
So are they all going crazy right now in China?
It's fucking lit there.
Yeah, they're just like lunatics.
They're just like fucking like rabbits.
Nah.
That's where the word lunatic comes from, isn't it? I'm sure we discussed this before, didn't we?
I remember you saying it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
When it's a full moon, people go crazy.
Oh, lunatic.
That's where the word lunatic comes from. Lunatic and the lunatic asylum. So there's real lunatics. They're going to the asylum.
I wonder if Chinatown in London, they've done anything different. Because
of course they have. They love it, man.
Even when it wasn't...
it's probably live on the webcam. Have a look.
They got a webcam?
Oh, I would have thought so. So have a look. So there's Chinatown, watch London.
Them. Just some random guy.
Webcam. Live... No, it's like live thing, isn't it?
Happy Lunar New Year.
Yeah,
little Jake.
The content. Oh, little Jake. Look what he's
what
got.
What the fuck?
Fortune cookies. What, you've been going to the takeaway restaurant, did you buy these?
Where have you been going?
I'll explain. I'll explain soon enough and it's
Red
not funny.
Dragon.
And look, you look, Fortune.
Let me tell you how much effort I went through to get these.
Oh, right. My God.
I had to fight off an angry dragon.
No way.
Nah, they were just in the cupboard for years.
Oh.
As you can tell, it says.
But we could see what our fortune is on the Lunar New Year.
What our fortunes are.
Yeah.
What our fortune is. Okay. Tell me your fortuna.
Look at it.
Should we have a look then?
All right, he's going first.
Biscuit puree.
You reading what's in it?
Oh, it's a load of different languages.
He hasn't opened it yet. But yeah, you know,
is that
what's
in it?
I don't think fortune actually relates to a Lunar New Year, but I thought, fuck it, we could use this.
What's the ingredients? Yeah, we can use it, Jake. I think it was a good move, mate.
All right.
I love the fact that you've used something that's been neglected, lost, and but we're never going to use, which will perish forever.
They must
be really excited, them fortune cookies. When the back is open, they go, oh, we've been saved, we've been saved.
We've been chosen.
It's like Toy Story. And they're like, and they scream as you down it.
Allergy advice. Contains wheat and soya. Mm. And then that's it.
Apparently. Oh, it doesn't have ingredients, no?
Just wheat and soya.
No, so God knows what we're eating.
I wonder it tastes like shit. I wonder what the...
Do we get to eat these as well?
It tastes like shit, wheat and soya.
Yeah, but if it's just that, it's really flavourless. It's mixed with fucking sugar.
Wait, you have to break
it's
it.
It's exciting, I'm so hungry.
I'm hungry as well. Now I have to try
it. Oh, look, my fortune bit of paper's already there, look. You don't even have to break it.
Yeah, I know, I was going to do that, but then I thought, does that have to cancel it out?
Look.
Right, what's your fortune, which might have nothing to do with Lunar Year, but it's all Chinese stuff.
This is really great and it's like Christmas all over
this is
again.
This is more than the fucking New Year, our New Year.
Oh.
Because we're cultured. We care more about the Chinese New Year.
Yeah, we're cultured to worship the 1%. and our leaders, all our royal family, and our,
thank you for the iPhone product.
We're just cultured just to worship them and hate and kill each other. Isn't that right, Chris?
Yeah. What's your?
I just wanted to celebrate the Lunar New Year.
What did your fortune cookie say?
What's your lucky fortune? Number three.
Ooh. Oh shit!
Three people in this podcast,
three of us on the pod.
We'll be knocking on your door.
That we just did. Yeah. Today,
two of us
every week,
and I knocked as well.
What are the chances?
That's three of us.
Oh, yeah, come that's round. The only time Dad's knocked as well as us at this door. It's
three
it's
of us knocked
time.
On the door. Three of us are here.
It's always just been us two, but
three of us at dinner late. I'm cooking for three.
Well,
of us.
We didn't knock, but three of us went through the door.
Oh, usually you're already in.
You better look out for the number three through the Lunar New Year.
I will do.
Which has nothing to
and
do
it's
with
2023,
it.
And you opened it on 2023.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's 2023. Holy shit.
Oh, damn.
Think about that.
I mean, this podcast ain't going to come out on 23,
it's
but
23rd.
It's 23rd today.
It's happening on 2023. Yeah. We're all in threes. All three of us knocked on the door. All three of us stepped over the threshold. Three of us are having...
One second. Let me just do the
prawn stir fry later.
I'm getting free
prawns. How many packets of prawns I'm using?
23.
Three packets of prawns. I showed
33.
You tonight, I've got two packets of king size. One packet that's uncooked yet, stir fried straight off.
Oh my God.
And do you know how much they're in each packet? Nine prawns on each one. That's three each at three packets. Three
oh my
lads.
God, that's the three times table.
Oh my days.
Oh my God.
This is.
And do you know what comes before the number four?
Massive lottery win.
All right, I've got a bit of crumbs.
So are you going to eat that?
He's hungry.
You've not even eaten yours.
I'm just thinking there's probably people out there starving. You can't just waste it. Go on, let's see what.
Oh no, I'm going to eat it.
Yeah, go on.
You have to know. Right, he's just said that.
Yeah. Love is a game in which both players cheat.
I love you.
The one time.
Wait, what the fuck?
The only one in the relationship. And what's weird is it's normally me and Dad in relationships. And the one time me and Dad are single and you're in a relationship, you get that. Out of all them, that was so... I threw it in the air and we just picked. Oh my God. So who is going to cheat?
Or maybe...
You or Charlotte?
Wait, that's not real.
Oh, you're scared. That three hit so real and this is... That was a one in three chance.
Yeah. And you take this cookie. It's crumbled into a million pieces like his heart.
Look. Oh my God. You should have saw the light in his eyes just
gone.
It's
like a broken heart. Look, it's half a heart. Look, it looks like half a heart. You see it? Oh, wait, it's all around.
Sorry, I need to do it at this angle. So it actually does look like.
Yeah. Chris looked at that and Chris went, oh.
Oh, so you're both going to cheat. You'll be on equal ground then.
That's all right. Then you can forgive each other.
Yeah. Wait, if you've both done it.
Put his pubic hair out.
What's the chances though? That's crazy.
Yeah, but that's,
that had to go to you to make sense.
My one's probably dodgy because it's broken, isn't it? So.
That would have made sense if that went to anyone else here. Oh my God. Well, both of you are going to cheat, but that's love, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's not wrong.
It is, but they're young.
But it might not mean literal
he's
cheating.
He's halfway to 60.
It might mean someone's lying or something.
Or someone's lying.
60 sounds crazy.
Maybe next year's the year of the lion.
And it's Valentine's Day. It's like the next holiday.
Oh, that's a nice way to lose some money.
That's a nice way to lose some love.
Yeah, nothing like a bit of capitalism. But keep the economy going strong. Love your country. Spend your money. Empty your savings and spend it on shit. Help your country. Oh, here we go.
Smells like cardboard.
Smells like what? Is this? Cardboard.
Smells like something that's been left in a cupboard for 10 years.
Is there a date on it then?
Why was yours so easy to get out?
I know, it was sticking right out.
It was sticking out like a...
I have to fucking pull this one.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah. I have to put the effort in, you know what I mean? Oh, it broke. That's not a good sign.
That
is it not? Or are you just...
Well, mine's broke. Now, do you see what I got in mine?
Anyway. Oh, look at all the mess.
Well, there's just two crumbs here.
He's eating it live and the paper.
Oh, my God.
You never know what his fortune is now until it comes out the other end.
He's actually ripped it in half.
If it relates to what's happening right now, it's going to be crazy.
Dead?
It's broke.
Dead. It's ripped in half and it's just...
Dedicate yourself with a calm mind to the task at hand. like how I had to get that out.
Yes.
Why do you two both get a light?
That's true. I've got a lot of tasks this year. You know,
yeah, I've got to look after number three.
I've got to give myself a calm mind to get through the trials and tribulations. Yeah, I see how that works. Yeah,
we're only in February.
Hey.
Wait.
Maybe.
I'm confused.
Maybe, Chris, I should buy a
lottery. That's because it's the Asians New Year, isn't it? Or Chinese New Year.
Maybe I should buy a lottery ticket on the 3rd of March.
Or today, it's the 23rd.
Yeah,
or the 3rd of March. Because then it's the 3rd.
Or the 3rd, 23.
Yeah.
Well, the third.
Like cardboard, kind of.
Yeah.
Let's know how you feel later.
Okay.
Oh, shit, I shouldn't have been eating that. I'm always ill.
Is that any wheat and soya?
That's
I'm
mad.
I'm allergic to wheat and soya.
I said I've caught his illness, didn't I? But I said that a couple of weeks ago. But I had it so mild, it barely noticed. But
don't you talk
now, I think it's
cheater.
Getting to its worst point. Now it's getting to the worst point. I'm actually coughing a little bit, but I'm fine.
Welcome to my world, everyone. You fucking...
But you know, you're talking about all those crashes on the motorway.
That pile up, yeah. The fog was so thick, yeah. You couldn't see this wall. It was all white. Oh, the wall's white anyway.
Oh, really?
You couldn't even see the wall. I thought, oh, shit, man, this is dangerous, like, you know. And there's still dickheads going past me. I thought, this is like... I thought, if I see any red lights in front of me here, I'm going to hit them because I won't be able to sit. I won't be able to slow down quick enough. If there's a car stationary in front of me in that thick wall of whiteness, I won't be able to see. It was that dangerous.
That's crazy. Did you have your fog lights on then?
Hey,
you had your fog lights on and you still couldn't see that far.
I was looking at my phone, so I didn't realize what was going on.
I haven't got fog lights. I had my rear fog light on.
Oh, right.
You just couldn't see nothing anyway. You couldn't see nothing.
Damn, that sounds crazy.
Then they had to close the road.
You sound so unconvinced that was crazy.
Nah, it's so like...
So it was a sad day for some people.
The feeling when you're driving, you can't see in front of you. It's like,
exactly. I didn't give a toss, I couldn't work. Even though I went all the way over there, it was a long way and a lot of thingy. It doesn't matter. There's more, you know...
It's not your time.
Yeah.
It's funny, because I was reading earlier today.
You know, the front page, got their own traffic incidences local.
Oh, really?
When I put my computer on last night when I was home, and you know, got all the news bits on it, it was there.
As I was...
It says Andy stuck in traffic 4.5 hours.
It's just about him.
I was reading something earlier.
Oh, well done.
And it was saying in 2021, there was like official stats to say that 30% of people that die in road accidents are because they're not wearing a seatbelt.
Yeah.
I'm talking to people not wearing seatbelts.
Official? Official?
Who? Yeah.
Isn't that a place where fish go dancing?
Official?
Oh, yeah. Is it? Official.
That's where they give their speeches.
Yeah.
Rattle trout.
Who's been the fish of the year?
Who's been the fish of the year?
Yeah, you know, you get player of the year, you get fish of the year, you get fish's fish.
You get
all
fish
the fish
of the year.
Vote for the fish.
Yeah.
I know. Most
of a while of a time. Pretty clean.
You get off and lose so much weight, you go, dolphin.
Who's your fish of the year?
What fish has got the biggest score?
A net fish.
Because they
score fish.
Score a fish. And is that what it is? Score?
Net
fish.
It's a score.
Goldfish.
It's a score.
Oh, a score.
Yeah.
Oh, what did you say? What fish has got?
You've just embarrassed
the best
yourself
score.
Oh, but I thought you said the best score. That's why I say net fish.
You've just been fucking caught 4K.
Trying to create a metaphor for who scored the most goals. You know, like golden boot.
Yeah.
Golden fin. Golden tail. But anyway, Rishi Sunak is what I'm about to talk about.
The geek that's paid more in on-the-spot fines than his wife has tax.
I knew that. Tax. To get
Who the fuck is that?
Well, he's been a naughty boy again, hasn't he?
He didn't fucking wear his seatbelt, did he?
He didn't wear his seatbelt.
He's been fined. He's paid out more in fines on the spot for stuff like that than his wife's paid in income tax.
That is
because he's clever and managed to get his wife's income tax void. She stashed it away in a foreign country so we don't have to pay on, you know, people's needs in this country.
But yeah.
Who is he?
Rishi Sunak.
He's married to, he's the king.
Remember, I know we're getting through him, but...
Another prime minister?
Yeah, he's richer than the king.
You know,
Try not to pay attention to politics. Well, that, you know me and that.
I own Tata Steel, his in-laws. They're the richest people in the country, probably.
Oh, yeah, no, I've heard of it. You know, yeah,
but, and then they tell us how we should spend our money.
Yeah, but recently...
They don't even pay their taxes. Sorry, Chris.
Yeah, recently he fucking... Social media's in a frenzy. Absolute frenzy.
He broke He's not wearing his seatbelt.
Yeah, because he posted a video and it was filming him in a car. And he's talking about like some level up funding scheme they're trying to do or whatever. And he's in the car and he's being filmed and he's not got a seatbelt on. And he posted it on social media.
Yeah, like a proper criminal.
Like
a proper thick criminal.
Well, not like an idiot.
And the police looked at it and said, right, you'll nick my son.
Like that's how dumb can you be? If you're prime minister, you thinking?
They're all pretty thick.
Yeah, but the reason he's recording that video is because he's trying to get, you know, people on his side. He's trying to look good for himself and the government. Yeah. And he's talking about, I'm just travelling around in Lancashire or wherever he was at that time.
Why are you not wearing a seatbelt just anyway, just for yourself?
Well, that's
like, are you like a 10-year-old?
But the fact that he's that comfortable, look.
Especially when you're prime.
Breaking the law. Of course he is. He stashed £10,000 away that should have been gone in tax. But he said to his wife, I'll sort it out for you, darling. I'm the Chancellor of the Exchequer. And he sorted it all out and he got that tax that she owes the country into a foreign bank account. So that's criminal. That's real criminal activity. We won't get done. Even though Interpol's probably looked at it and the FBI and Anna's shocked. But they thought, we can't. Those British people, the City of London.
Oh,
I should be quiet because, you know, Blackfriars Bridge and all.
That's what
you watch out.
Everyone
ropes swinging
is avoiding tax some way or the other. But
I just sorted out my tax returns.
Yeah.
Yeah. I fucking pay all my fucking taxes. Thank you very much.
You're not rich.
Do you know how much?
Yeah.
And when, you know what?
When you're rich, you don't have to pay out.
You know what it said?
What?
We owe you.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, I should be doing
because I've been paying it automatically direct debit every month, you see, for the last year or so.
Yeah.
It would be easier. I was in credit. I'm in credit.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, fucking tell us.
So I'm paying the country what I'm supposed to. I mean, national insurance. I can get to see anyone on the NHS or my GPs and that. I'm still paying the national insurance. Hopefully, it saves a few lives, even if it's not ours.
He had to reply to it, obviously. Rishi Sunak, didn't he?
What did he say?
We're fucking on
the NHS. Well, it wasn't him. It was PM's spokesman. So he can't
relate to what he supposedly has said.
Yeah. So it's now Master's hearsay if it's not a good enough response. He was like, it was an error of judgment.
Keeps me awake, folks.
He removed it for a short period of time to film a clip, which you've seen, but he accepts that was a mistake.
Yeah.
You removed it for a short period of time to film a clip. That still doesn't.
No, it wouldn't. All you got to do is pull it out of that, yeah.
What was the clip? Was he doing backflips?
No, it was just in the back car. And
why did he need...
Whoever was next to him had the camera and he was just looking at there.
Bullshit, Mr. Sandman.
Why would you need
He sort of turned his body around towards it. Why would so he's facing. But you don't. I know. And like, why... So many things have happened. You've actually... It's such a bad excuse because he's trying to act like he's trying to say there that it was just for the video. So wait, you've actually think, all right, I'm going to film this video. Yeah, you film me. I'm just going to take this off. And you or the person that was filming didn't think, oh, mate, maybe you better not take that off. You're saying it was just for that film. Like, you just look even more dumb now if that's your excuse. Mm. I don't know what's worse, that you do that normally anyway.
How deep is your love? Is your love how deep is your love?
I think the worst thing
love?
Is just how dumb you've got to be to post that as the Prime Minister.
Yeah, well, it's obviously...
I don't really care about...
Nah.
If you're not wearing your seatbelt, that's just on
that
you.
Species,
that's
by the way.
Hurt yourself. I don't really give a fuck if you're
rest
doing
peace,
it or not.
Give
that's the thing, yeah. It's just highlighting how fucking dumb and like how... It's just so lying and fake. And
did you see...
Another example
but
of that.
We already knew this, didn't we? You know what I mean?
Did you see after that report, it showed him at his destination, talked to all those people in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen how over-animated he is? Oh, how over-warm and friendly he is and how over-happy he is. And he's like, yeah, but the rich people for this. And it's just so much. It's like, it just seems like too much. Calm down, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no one
likes someone that's happy. To please everybody.
It seems forced.
Because he knows they're all a bunch of
He's just so eager. Have you seen him though? Have you seen how?
No.
You have to watch. You think, like, calm down, calm down. He's worse than a spaniel. You know what I mean? They ain't been out for a walk for 5 days, and, and it's all excited because you
a horny one. That's a hump your leg.
Yeah. You just see, it's over the top. It just seems too much. Makes me, you know, when a salesman tries too hard, you think, no, I ain't going to buy off this geezer. He sounds too desperate, trying too hard and walk away. That's what he seems like, a desperate, over-the-top salesman when he talks to the British public. And all he is talking really is, he's just talking rubbish.
Why would he want to do like that job, though, if he's so rich anyway?
It's not to do with the money, is it? It's ego.
Yeah.
Come on.
Look, you get money from.
We read about past kings and rulers, don't you? Look at Tutankhamun and all them kings. They had loads of poor people and slaves, but they was buried with lots of gold, which could have helped the poor, but so they had it all buried with them to take to the next life.
I never even thought about that. They just buried it instead of giving it out.
And you could go to local churches. I was a couple of local churches yesterday. I told you I was in one of them, and there's these big effigies, they cost a lot of money, right? And when the Lord of the Manor had these big effigies put in, you know, on their tomb, big marble statuettes of them and their favourite pets at the end by their feet and all that, and then the wife next to them, they cost a hell of a lot of money. And then they believed that the more money they gave to the church and these big effigies and all that, which, you know, money went elsewhere, but the more they left to the church, then the more chance they got of sitting, and almost guaranteed, the priest would guarantee that you're sitting next to God in heaven.
Oh my God.
So they believed they was better than the poor. So rather than give that money to the and help, like all that gold in them tombs, they kept it for themselves to take to the next life. And maybe the God to say, well done, mate, come sit next to me. Really? So that's how your God works, is it? The more money and wealth you got, he's going to sit next to you. But a poor blind man, a beggar on the street, God's going to say, fuck you, you little cunt. Oops, bleep. Fuck you.
bleep.
God, you're not worthy to come in my heaven.
God loves money.
You can go and just live in limbo.
Where's that? They've got loads.
Limbo, hop, hop, hop.
Hey? Yeah, they've got loads of churches like that. Like, they still do it in America. Like, these guys who create a church.
Yeah.
Like, mask it as religion.
Is it? I don't know about.
Well, they do. They do have Scientology as well, but they also do like Christian churches and all this and do it for the same reason, you know.
Leave everything to the God, leave everything to the priest, give all the money to the church and they'll look after you. You're definitely going to heaven.
Yeah, they'll go around like, oh, put money in the hat for whatever excuse they use for God or whatever.
So you end up in heaven, you end up with all these self-centered, love myself, egotistic fucks.
Yeah,
you
really some of them are well known, but when you have a church, they don't get taxed out there. Because it's a religious thing.
Yeah.
So they avoid all tax and they get so much fucking money. I can't remember. There's one guy who's known for it. It's like Joel.
Jehovah's Witness.
Joel Ortiz.
I think Joel or something.
Joel. Billy Joel.
I can't remember.
About famous people or famous gods or religions. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about one of the guys who set up a church.
What's something called Joel?
You
ain't Noel. Noel
Edmonds. Making loads of money off it. Yeah. Off the religion.
Well, you go
because he doesn't care about it. He's built it as a business to make money.
Well, you go past any old parish church here in the country. We went past one today. You look at the vicar's house. It is absolutely humongous. It is massive. And you know what paid for that? Money from the poor.
Yeah, you always hear about all that
shit. Bit like everything in Parliament, all their £1,000 glasses of champagne, all that. Who paid for that? The poor. Who paid for that? It's
the people they tell to not have your heating on.
But most people who make money is from those that are poor. There's more poor people than rich people.
That's why they try and keep the more people that are poor, the richer they can be.
Yeah, your boss has got one Ferrari. Oh, it's a nice Ferrari, boss. Yeah, well, you work really hard next year. I'll get myself another one, you mug.
Yeah. And you can barely afford to fucking feed
yourself.
Or yourself.
And your kids.
And yourself.
You can't even afford to even eat toenails.
Fuck. You're not allowed. They don't belong to you, right? Mm. Toenail tax.
Or toe tax. Oh, that hurt, wouldn't it? Man, all over loads of taxes.
Toe tax.
Pins.
Toe tax.
Another word for pins. There you go. Tax, T-A-C-K-S. And tax, T-A-X. Put that in the list.
Fuck. No one wants to do that.
Remember that list? Never went through it once. So I don't blame you.
Never went back.
We
actually didn't know, I think.
That's me vanilla coffee gone.
All right. What are you going to do?
Hey?
Oh, I thought you pulled out like a pint or something.
Last week, Dad, did you have a...
Some time ago. I'll get ready for this. Well, I bet I fail.
All right, what is this?
Did you have a power cut in your house?
Pass. I don't fucking know that, eh?
Did you have a power cut last week?
I don't know if I did.
You don't know?
He's always sleeping. The lights are off constantly.
Oh, all right.
If it was the colostomy atoma
had me comatose.
Oh, right.
I didn't make him bring that
your
up.
Your illness.
I don't choose really it. I didn't choose to be a sleepy person.
You're right.
It's not my choice.
You're right.
Sorry, but yeah. Made you think about your
illness. No, it's fine. No, I was there every day, every hour of the day. It's humming now.
That's not fine.
Well, we had a power cut last week, didn't we? In our house.
Did you? Is that when it was really, really cold and frosty or...?
Has it been cold at that point? I feel like it hasn't.
You get any messages from your doobries? I mean, who's your power supplier?
I mean, the power did come back pretty quickly.
Who pays the bills?
And it went off like a second.
Oh, you might have just blinked twice. But longer than you normally do. You probably blinked twice.
That's what it was, actually.
Oh, God, not again.
To be fair, I was dreaming.
I blinked and my fucking PC turned off.
Really? What a nightmare. What a life you live. Fucking hell, eh?
Yeah.
You must have been frightened.
Well, it came back a couple minutes later. Not back on a couple minutes later. But you see...
Oh, did it? Oh, well done. but look at my hair. You can take this out. It's grey as fuck.
Beep. Yeah. Now, I was just wondering, because we're low on energy, aren't we, around here?
Oh, we are. But I just had a coffee.
Across the country.
Energy.
Yeah, energy.
That's why I ain't getting a dishwasher, son. If everyone got rid of their dishwashers, you know how much energy we would have?
Yeah, but...
I got rid of the tumble dryer instead.
If all these businesses lowered all their shit, no one has to lower anything.
That's right. Absolutely. You're absolutely right. Their profits have gone up. They didn't need to put the thingies up. That's just theft.
They destroy more energy putting out fucking adverts about the average person not taking a shower. There's like adverts when you listen to on Spotify, and it's like an advert about telling your wife not to fucking shower. It's like, get the fuck out of the shower. I can't afford it.
But we just made love, dude. We just made love. I don't give a fuck.
And it comes from a big business that probably uses so much fucking energy you can't even fathom.
Yeah.
And they're like, but you're not allowed to shower yourself.
Because there's not enough money, because we shared it out amongst the shareholders and put it in our offshore bank accounts in the Cayman Islands or the Virgin Islands or off Jersey or in a Swiss bank account.
Tell them.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Thieving bastards.
Fuck you.
Pay. And there'll never be a revolution, because I could show you footage.
I can't
even
fight.
Even comedy shows that go right back to the 1960s.
A whole army.
And they're comedians now. Well, they're actually reading the scripts that people have written. And it's the same thing we're talking about right now.
Yeah.
And that's before I was born.
Everything's a cycle.
Too powerful, isn't they? Anyway.
Goes around, comes around. How many times do you see the same fashion come back around?
Yeah. And nice people with empathy and all that, they haven't got the oomph to go and fight and hurt people, so they just put up with it and let the psychopaths run the country and run the world.
They say life imitates art.
That's right.
I think they say art imitates life.
What's that mean?
Art intimidates life. Do they? Life. Oh, yeah, they do. They say art imitates life.
It's funny you say that, right?
It seems like life imitates life.
It's funny you say, because I saw this picture.
Well, good thing it went off.
Oh, thank fuck for that, yeah, because I was stuck trying to get that one out. Work. It's almost non-existence. The next year,
I'll be moved.
Get prepared. I'm going away for 2 months.
Yeah, you say that every month.
You can come with me if you want.
Free holiday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, boy.
Go to, like that shit?
I thought we'd do Malaysia, Nam, Cambodia.
Nam?
Yeah.
The war?
Vietnam,
yeah.
Go down to Saigon and all that.
Who's Sai?
Is Vietnam near Pakistan?
No.
You can't just say that, by the way.
Pakistan, though, is a really nice country, apparently.
Well,
worth visiting.
Really?
Yeah, beautiful country.
Well, they've got no power at the moment.
That's right, we'll take battery packs.
None of us have power, do we, really?
No. you can get a hotel room for a tenner a night.
Tenner a night?
And India.
Really?
Yeah, you don't mind sleeping with rats and cockroaches. It's fine. I've done it. No, it's fine.
Might as well. Why am I paying to sleep with rats and cockroaches?
Because people are going to see the tigers. Do you know there's more tigers in India than anywhere else on the planet?
Why don't we just sleep outside?
Why don't we just sleep somewhere there's not cockroaches?
Sleep outside.
The rats would chew on your ear and that and your testicles.
Yeah, you sleep outside lots of times.
Yeah, I know.
In tents? Just bring a tent.
Yeah, don't look tents.
You look tents.
Yeah, but you can't take your tent on a plane, can you?
I don't know.
Well, you could buy a tent.
Why not?
You could buy a tent out there anyway. They'd do like two to a penny. Yeah. Buy your gear out and then leave it to the poor person. Leave it to a poor family.
They make loads of their stuff over there.
Yeah. They wash your clothes for you every day for pennies. I went over Asia last time I was out there. Yeah, I just took hardly any clothes in. I had them washed every day by someone.
Really?
Yeah.
God, that's good.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Why is he a rich fucking king?
And I gave him wages every week doing it.
You ran a whole company.
You're a
whole
good
business.
Man.
It's like proper wage for them as well. It was like half price. Well, I didn't try and skim it. It was proper what they normally,
Yeah. How much was that? Cost you.
How much did it what?
Cost you.
Coupons for McDonald's.
I paid them £65 a week. That's a proper wage for a high class worker.
God damn.
Like, if they work somewhere like high up in security and stuff like that, like at the airports, that's about what they earn, £65 a week.
Oh,
I didn't take the piss. I just thought that's not bad. I worked out how much, how much a day it is. I thought that was fair, and they just couldn't believe their luck.
Really?
Can't believe you're getting a week's wage just for doing that.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
Give
for
them time
to
go and do other stuff if they wanted to. Give them a break.
Like what?
Wash someone else's clothes.
They're like, finally, a break. Well, all I really know how to do is wash clothes, so I'll probably do that.
But they've got loads of skills out there.
Yeah, like washing.
Cooking.
Other things.
Always cooking stuff, selling it. The right wheelers and dealers. I mean, you talk about Del Boy, bloody hell, it's full of them in the poor countries.
Those are Del Boys.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Those are Del Boys.
Bear Boys.
Those are free world cars driving boys. Around.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Knock, knock.
Fuck. I can't do knock, knock jokes.
That was from Fools and Horses, wasn't it? Geezer was called Knock, Knock and knocks on the door. He goes, I went, who's there? He went, knock, knock. And he wants to go,
God damn. Well, carry on talking about power cuts.
Yeah, tell us about power cuts, then, Chris.
We're like, all right, we need something really funny.
Have I got any content? Dead
silence. It's just like, well, I could carry on talking about power cuts. All right, no, next. Next. No, sorry. What's something funnier than that?
Well,
I'm trying to take this point to the next level.
Oh, that's from Jake earlier.
Right. Do you know Iggy Azalea?
Iggy Azalea.
Well,
that's a
I'm not talking
plant.
About her. Taylor Swift Iggy has started Azalea's an OnlyFans.
What?
Yep. Dad knows her.
Iggy Azalea?
No, Taylor Swift, sorry.
Oh, Taylor Swift, though, have you? Because it's.
Yeah,
you know she's.
You like
big.
Her, don't you?
She done a song, didn't she, about knocks? If you're a
yeah, like, knock me in the eyes. If you don't love me, it's a lie. No, I don't know.
You know Taylor Swift's big when Dad knows who it is.
Yeah, fucking. He doesn't know Kanye, but he knows Taylor Swift.
I know.
That's because she's a woman.
Well, I've heard of the geezer, but I don't know any of his songs.
I feel like that's how you know you're famous. Everyone should ask Dad.
Yeah, if Dad knows you, you're fucking famous. You're real famous.
Like Adele should be like, how famous
like
am
Adele
I?
Adele Boy is really famous.
And if they want to know,
Adele Boy or Adele, which one
just ask Dad.
I know them both.
Adele Boy.
They're still like from the same manner.
Yeah, but I think it was Taylor Swift, isn't it?
Tottenham Way.
I actually can't remember now. Edmonton.
I hope it's Taylor Swift.
Right, let me double check for the listeners.
Otherwise,
back home.
It's not going to be as interesting. Everyone's Googling. If you say Iggy Azalea, I'll be like,
Iggy
yeah,
Azalea,
of course she has.
It's a plant. We used to have them in the garden, the flat, when you was a little tiny toddler.
Yeah, my
azaleas. It. Lovely flowering plants.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Is that where she got her name from?
Maybe her dad had azaleas.
She's a Australian, isn't she?
Australian Azalea.
Australian rapper.
Azalea. An Australian rapper?
Yeah.
If she didn't know they had rappers in Australia.
Oh, yeah, but she sounds like she's a black woman from America.
Does she?
Mm-hmm. When
but
she
they
raps.
They...
Yeah, confusing,
is she
isn't
white,
it?
Is she?
Very confusing.
She's
like,
a white.
Because they're quite racist in Australia, don't they, with their black people?
Well, they wiped them out, didn't they?
All of them.
They've not all been wiped out just not, yet.
But there's still Aborigines left.
They still haven't. They left to rot in jails and stuff, or they're in poorer states now. There's lots of
it's
decent...
It's crazy how bad they
there's
treat
there's lots of decent white
the
Australians, though, that
in people's
fighting
countries.
Their corner. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sorry, it wasn't Taylor Swift.
Oh, there you go. It was, what, Taylor Housemaid.
Well, Iggy Azalea's still a big name, and she's never done it.
Yeah, but you she's expect doing... someone like her to do it.
She was going to call herself Taylor Swallow.
A disrespect to all the...
Weren't she, Chris?
Iggy.
Well, what's her content, then?
Fucking big purse.
Content. Big purse.
Big purse content.
She's got a cat.
Yeah.
Massive one.
She shows that massive cat to the fans.
You can get big
I don't
cats.
Know. I don't subscribe to OnlyFans.
Have you ever watched...
Neither do I.
I just watched...
Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares, yeah? And he's tasting the food. It's absolutely dog shit. And he goes to the back of the restaurant. It's all rotten stuff with maggots and crap, yeah?
Yeah.
Right? Like Ramsay's there and it's man, you see these restaurants struggling, yeah? Yeah, he got a spoon, yeah, and the food's fucking lovely.
He should go to Spoons.
Isn't that weird?
He should do an episode in Spoons and try their food.
Is it yeah. weird though?
And it's like, well, this
compare
is...
it to some of them places.
And this is just a pub.
Yeah, a cheap pub.
Well, is it weird though? Because these restaurants, they're not good though, are they? They're not chain restaurants.
No, they're rotten,
usually.
Aren't they?
But they are meant oh, they yeah. are meant to be like, that. Usually they're like...
There's some great locations, aren't they?
Well, so some of them are, yeah. But like, usually they're like cooking specific dishes, like Italian... Or Greek.
Something's crap. I mean, he's learnt to cook all around the world, didn't he?
Mm.
Oh, Ramsay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
but like Weatherspoons, you just buy that shit frozen and put it in the oven.
Yeah, but that's how does Jamie Oliver. I mean, sorry, but his steak, when there was a complaint about the steak, don't know if it was Spoons or Jamie Oliver, how much it cost to Jamie Oliver's steak, but it turned out it was the same supplier supplying the same steak to Spoons and Jamie Oliver's expensive restaurant. Remember that story?
Really?
Really? No.
Have a look.
Look it up now.
I believe it.
And also, yeah, finish every negative thought with a positive thought. I know that was last week.
Fuck. No, but yeah. It flips off everyone. Every time, they watch. Joke, look how sad little Jimmy is.
Jimmy, you're all right, ain't ya? He likes it, Jimmy. Tell him a riddle. Go on, Jimmy, riddle.
But even or Gordon...
sweat, but dry at the same time.
even Gordon Ramsay goes to, like, takeaways.
Well, I think everyone
he's
goes to
been through like the drive-through of a McDonald's and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Wendy's.
No one's above. Yeah.
Have you heard about
McDonald's?
That?
McDonald's.
What?
Wendy's. They've been going a long, long time, haven't they? They started the drive-through and they just opened their first Wendy's in the UK.
Wait,
really?
Yeah. You love Wendy's, didn't you?
I've never been.
No, we went to a Wendy's one
time.
Oh
yeah, in Miami. I didn't get anything.
Yeah, I don't think I caught anything either. I was like, oh, little Wendy's. We always hear about
this. And the burger
looked
pretty good.
I walked in there and it just looked like so shit.
They put on all of as much salad as you want. You could choose.
But their Twitter's funny about it.
A bit like a burger with Subway.
I bet it costs as much as Five Guys.
Yeah, but it's just like
Five Guys is American and it came over a few
years ago. Well, you have to go find out, wouldn't you?
When I ate Five Guys, because I have everything in the burger, I was like, yeah, just fucking watch everything in there. Everyone, even that woman there, they put it all in. And I was like, this just tastes like a worse Subway because I have everything in it. And a way more expensive one. I was like, I can just go to Subway and it's like way better. You got meatballs.
Meaty balls.
Subway over Five Guys. Get it trending.
Yeah, but the meat in meatballs is usually not proper meat, in it? Is it?
I don't give a fuck. Most of that takeaway shit ain't proper meat.
The burgers from Five Guys, I expect that to be proper beef.
I don't. Maybe if...
But I'll be interested. Where is this Wendy's?
I'll let you know in a minute.
Blackpool.
But Wendy's has got like a reputation for their Twitter for being like cool and knowing what's in, don't they? It's one of those Twitters that just like, it could be just be a person, but they always... talk about current shit. They always tweet out about
they
it.
They always got that banter on point.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
They got some teenager running it.
Yeah, surely. Where do we reckon? It's got to be London.
Reading.
Reading? Why would, if you're a massive chain, why wouldn't you just like go to London?
25, Cobham, massive service. Cobham Services.
Is there?
Yeah, well, Leicester Square, I suppose. But, you know, everyone's in Leicester Square, aren't they? Even... Jollibee's is in Leicester Square. Recommend that. That's nice.
But like they've got, they're a massive chain. Why? Surely it'd be fine for them just to get a place in London.
Maybe they're being cautious. I mean, London's rent is expensive. Maybe they're being sensible.
Maybe they.
Maybe it's the tester for the
UK.
Yeah,
I mean, they're going a long time. They still exist, and it's the first time they've opened it here. Maybe they're very, very cautious.
It's pretty crazy how frequent we're getting the American restaurants now.
Yeah, we just turned into a little America.
We used to just have TGI and then you never heard anything in ages. And now it's like every year.
McDonald's, that's American. Burger King, American, isn't it?
We don't want...
Is Burger King American?
Well, what do you think it is? Canadian?
Yeah, but I mean...
No.
I mean, that's everywhere though. McDonald's is like... You won't find a fucking country about
it. Yes, American.
But I'm talking about like... After that.
You know Five I mean? Guys.
Like that's, you wouldn't, sort of new, you wouldn't consider like KFC, McDonald's and Burger King American, even if it is American. Oh, wrong. We've had it for so long. You know what I mean?
Well,
like new ones come in. We get like every year now.
I've only been to Five Guys once and that was in Nevada. In the middle of nowhere. All of a sudden there it was.
On the horizon.
He was just fucking hallucinating.
It was a big road and there was that and a petrol, well, they call it a gas station, didn't they?
And a giant dragon.
The giant dragon.
A giant drunk dragon.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
Jake, the giant drunk dragon.
All right, let's do. We done now?
Right, fuck this. We've obviously don't know what to say anymore. So
yeah, we're just trying to force
Fickos.
Yeah, we ran out of content.
Subscribe.
You know,
fuck off.
It's going on, isn't it?
Yeah. Why are you here if you're not subscribing?
Yeah, remember
actually,
that.
Views still good.
We are family.
Anyway, everyone enjoy the Lunar New Year.
Yeah, happy Lunar New Year. Rabbit.
Cookie as well. I love that.
Oh, yeah. We had that for our pudding. Can't
remember longevity unless
I'll throw a Chinese stir fry later.
Oh yeah. I'm going to need that.
But at the fortune cookies.
Yeah.
And you know what they say?
When you eat a fortune cookie after the Chinese, you're a happy bunny. Don't forget the number 3.
God damn it.